Years ago, I went to a workshop in Colorado. I was specially invited. It was for leaders of large American churches. I was one of the very few people there from Churches of Christ. And Lal Schaller, who was a well-known church consultant, was the speaker. And it was on how to be an effective senior pastor. And frankly, a lot of the things he talked about didn't apply to me too much because our church polity is different than most churches, and I don't have some of the responsibilities senior pastors in other churches have. But myself and a couple of others from Church of Christ pulled Mr. Schaller aside one time and talked a little bit about our situation, and he knew a lot about Churches of Christ. He had done a lot of study on us, and he said something that was I've never forgotten. He said, let me tell you something about Churches of Christ. There's a reason you don't have a lot of huge Churches of Christ across America like other groups do. It's not your preachers. He said, you guys have some of the best preaching in America. He said, it's the way you do church. He said, you commission a group of guys, you call them elders, and you give them all the authority. And they're good men, and they work hard, and they have jobs, and they get home at night, and they're tired, and the last thing they want is somebody at 10 o'clock at night calling them fussing about something. And so without even talking about it, he says, here's what their goal becomes. Their goal becomes peace. At all costs, let's just have peace. And Lal Schaller says there's one way to guarantee peace. Maintain the status quo. Because people wouldn't be there if they couldn't stand it like it was. And Lal Schaller said, you guys have got great preachers. But you've got a system that says, let's just keep things like they are so that people won't grumble. And he says, you're not going to build great churches until you have a leadership style that says, we're going to take you where you haven't been and are afraid to go, because that's the job of shepherds. Now, I believe he is right on target, folks. It is not the job of leaders to make us comfortable. It is the job of leaders to make us fruitful, to make us faithful. It's the job of leaders to take the kingdom of God to places it still needs to go. It's the job of leaders to lead, not to just maintain. Abraham Lincoln liked on Wednesday nights when he was in the White House to slip out and go down to Presbyterian Church where a famous preacher named Dr. Phineas Gurley would preach on Wednesday nights. And what Gurley would do if he knew Lincoln was coming, he'd open the door to his study so Lincoln could come in the side and sit, not out in the crowd where he would be a distraction, but just sit there in the study with the door open and listen to the sermon. And then he could sneak back out and go back to the White House. He did that one Wednesday night. He's walking back to the White House with his aide. And the aide said, what did you think of Dr. Gurley's sermon? And Lincoln said, well, the content was excellent. And he was most eloquent. You could tell he worked very hard. So the aide said, so you thought it was a wonderful sermon? No. But you said the content was excellent. And he was very eloquent. And you said he worked very hard on that sermon. And Lincoln said, yes, but he did not do the most important thing. He did not ask us to do something great.